Welcome back for another episode of They Didn't Tell You podcast. If you're new here, I'm Legally Black, the host of this said podcast. And if you're one of my day ones, one of the real ones, hey, y'all, I'm happy to have y'all back for season three, episode three. As a means of celebrating 2 years of podcasting, 2 years of my podcast, this week I'm revisiting a topic that I spoke about in my very first episode of my very first season. That episode was about taking a leap of faith, because that's what this whole journey felt like to me, putting that first episode out for y'all. I feel like it's time to provide like a little bit of an update, because obviously a lot of things have happened between then and now, and I've learned a lot about what happens when you trust yourself to do the things that you are afraid to do. So before we get into it, please make sure that you subscribe to my podcast, leave me a review, of course, and rate my show. Also, don't forget to check out the playlist for the show. I'm going to be updating the links in my bio. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do it. Y'all know this is a one-woman show, so I'm doing everything. But I will get that to y'all so you can hear the songs that I highlight on each episode, and my guests highlight as well. So it'll be there for your convenience. All right? All right. So I was listening to one of Pastor Darius Daniels' previous sermons, and it was called Do It Again, hence where I got the title for this week's episode. I'm not going to go into full detail about the whole sermon, but there is a part where he spoke about God working in steps. And sometimes we feel like we're caught in an idle space and we're just waiting for God to reveal the next step to us. Or what he said, imagining like we're in a hallway and we're just waiting for God to reveal the next door, open the next door for us. And what we should be doing while we wait is give God some praise in the moments in between these steps while we're in this waiting period. What people also often call, in church folks often say, you know, the waiting season, you know, between one door and the next. And asking God to do it again. He's opened one door to get you to where you are right now. He got you where you are right now, didn't he? You know, I don't know if you believe in God. You know, I know not everybody rocks that way. So I would say if you don't, just think about what you've done to get to this point. I like to be inclusive. And while you're in this space waiting, ask yourself, you know, what is this next step going to look like for me? And those of us who are believers, like asking God to reveal it to you, but also to give you patience to wait for that next step. So what I decided to do is take that idea of doing it again and applying it to taking a leap of faith. Because just because you leapt one time doesn't mean you're done leaping. And I think a lot of people may know, like, that's kind of obvious, sis. Like, of course I'm not done taking a leap of faith, but the whole idea is that when you're taking a leap of faith on something, it's something, sometimes it can be things that are monumental, life-changing. This for me, my podcast for me, it's life-changing for me. Y'all know this is my outlet. This is my own personal version of therapy for myself. And hopefully for some of you who sit and listen to me as you commute, as you drive. I know some of y'all can't listen to me while you drive. Y'all say my voice puts y'all into a little bit of a trance, and I'm sorry about that. There's just some conversations I just like to sit back and have with y'all, very personally, because I want it to feel like it's you and I having this conversation. Nevertheless, everything that I'm doing in my life, every opportunity that I say yes or no to, every decision that I make towards the benefit of my business and my podcast is really me taking a leap of faith. I will say lately I've been getting a little comfortable, one. Two, I've been just a touch nervous about what's to come, because I'm in a very transitional place in my life right now, big time. And I'm good for asking God to work a miracle in my life, asking him to do what Pastor said, which is do it again. But I have to be willing to do the same. They say, right, faith without works is dead. Is that what they say? Look, I'm new. Y'all know I'm getting back into it. I think that's what they say. But y'all, Tierra, I know you're going to at least, Nicole and Tierra are going to correct me on that at least. Probably, and Amanda too. I know one of y'all going to correct me on it, but you know what I'm saying. if I'm not willing to do the work, if I am not willing to do it again, if I'm not willing to take the steps that I've taken or take new steps, learn new skills, do whatever it needs to be done to do it again, to make that leap of faith happen again, to, you know what I mean, see these things for myself, how will I ever be catapulted, you know, into the next phase in my journey? So for me, essentially taking a leap of faith, what I'm trying to do is take a leap of faith on me, not on a venture, not on an idea, not on myself. Take a leap for me, taking a chance on myself enough to believe that I am capable of changing habits that have been preventing me to get to the next level. And I have to take these leaps every chance that I get in order to get where I'm going. I can't, no days off. And that's been a hard concept for me to have to really, to really hold on to. So not even hold on to, it's been hard for me to make it feel natural for me. Cause once I realized like I have to jump, I'm like, whoa. Hold on a second. You know, I could have done the research. I could have done everything I need to do to get to the point where I'm ready to jump. And I'll still be like, you know what? Give me a second. I don't know. So I'm going to let you in on how things have been working with me and my podcast from the beginning a bit. Let's go down memory lane a little bit. And I hope that if there's someone listening right now who's been feeling froggy lately, but, you know, isn't taking that leap for whatever the reason is for you, I hope that you listen closely and see what happens when you do. Because there's an amazing domino effect waiting to happen in your life. It's happening for me right now. And as I'm watching each one, you know, fall, I see another one lined up ready for me to knock it down. And I'm just ready to go. Over 2 years ago, maybe even hitting that third year, I had the idea to start a podcast. Whether it was with friends, whether it was solo dolo, I knew I wanted to do it. I had no idea where to start, but I knew I wanted to go for it. Eventually, I decided, you know, obviously to do it on my own. I'm just such a random person with my schedule. And I was just like, you know what? I was so in my head about what to do, where to go. Like, didn't know anything. I just said, you know, let me just burrow my hole and figure this out and see exactly what it's going to take. And it took a word from Danny, as she likes to say, aka Splenda. Hopefully y'all remember her. Y'all should remember her from my Her Story series that I had back in March. If you don't know her, get familiar with her and the other amazing ladies I interviewed that month. Those are still my favorite episodes of season 2, all those episodes in March. But she's super motivational, inspires the fuck out of me and many others who follow her. Now, I can't recall exactly what she said 2 years ago, but it moved me to stop playing and really create my podcast. I even DM'd her to let her know that she encouraged me to do so. And for me, that was, you know, my first little bitty leap. I put myself out there, I said it, and now I have to do it. So of course, like I said, I had no idea how to start a podcast, what mic to get, what platform to use, how to edit my episodes, where to get intro music from, graphics, how to create content and then be consistent with creating content. And I still struggle here. But as I learned and taught myself each and everything that I know now, looking back, all of those steps I took were just like little leaps towards taking this giant one, which was actually putting out my first episode. So I want to share some things with y'all about my podcast, how it works, and just how each and every, like I said, baby leap led to something greater for me and how it eventually led me to a decision that I'm really excited about. And I cannot wait to share with you all in the coming months. So I'm going to be a little bit like a secret squirrel about this, this last part about what's to come. But it is going to be the greatest leap I've made for my business, for my podcast. I'm ready for it right now. But as they say, slow and steady wins the race. So when I first started, I'm going to start here. When I first started my season, having purchased a mic, located the platform, scribbled down some topics, you know, I was ready to record. And it took me forever, y'all, to record that first episode. I remember that I was trying to record it in one full swoop, meaning I'm literally talking for like 30 straight minutes without taking a break. And it was too much. But I thought, you know, that's how shows go. That's how podcasting is supposed to be. I listen to the read. They don't take a break except for a word from the sponsors, but they talk straight through. And I had to realize, like, bro, but they're two people. It didn't hit me then. It actually took a call from my sister, you know, calling me to give me feedback about my podcast, as she often does, to let me know she listens, let me know what she likes, what some things that she don't like, or just, you know, things that she wants me to be mindful of as I podcast out here. Is she suggested that I record in small chunks. And I was like, huh? Record for a few minutes and then stop? How's that gonna work? It's, you know, it's not how I thought podcasting, what podcasting was or how it should be. And then I said, this is a baby leap right here. Let's try it out. Let's take this little jump. And baby, I haven't looked back. Thank you, sister. My sister Dominique. Thank you, sister, for giving me that word of advice. And I even thank Tashara, knows I'm thankful for her for it, because it really changed how I podcast. It changed the tone of my podcast. And even, like I said, 2 years later down the line, I still take breaks in between, you know, recording certain segments of the show or certain parts of the show. It gives me an opportunity to catch my breath. It gives me an opportunity to make sure, you know, I'm not repeating myself. Sometimes I get to hear myself back. It's just a better way of recording for me when I'm doing it by myself. So that was one change that I made, one little leap I made after I had already started podcasting. Now, my show notes for my first season, they were all handwritten in some notebook somewhere that I cannot find right now. I don't even know where that notebook is. It's somewhere packed away in some of my belongings. But in the episodes, in the early days of me recording, you can literally hear me turning the pages of my notebook. The first 21, fun fact, the first 21 episodes of season one were all read from my notebook. And then one day I said, what happens if I take another small leap? Because I didn't want to make the change. I liked handwriting things down. It felt more pure to me to write it down by hand and scribble out notes. But what if I make the change and start to type up my notes and thoughts via Google Docs? What happens? What happens if I take make that little change and make that little adjustment for myself? It turned out that editing was a lot easier. It was much more accessible to me if I wanted to make changes on the go. And there was really no longer a need for me to flip pages and kind of add that extra level of distraction for me and for y'all while I'm recording. Because I used to try to turn them pages real quietly. You can't turn paper quietly while you're recording. It's just not possible. Okay. I want to give another shout out to my boy Taryn of Real Talk Session Series. He was the first guest that I actually gave show notes to. They looking much different these days, bro. They're not looking the same, but I started out with him. He was like my person to test it out on, to say like, is this something I should be doing if I want to bring guests on? Then that led to season two's show notes, which I completely revamped. And my girl in Soul Roar, Ayana, she was the first one to see my show notes for what they currently are now. I have the ability to give my guests an opportunity to review information about the episode beforehand. I write them a very nice message thanking them for joining me. I even give them space to write down their own thoughts on that doc, because I know firsthand that doing this off the cuff, if you've never podcasted, if you're not used to being interviewed in this, you know, the spotlight being on you and about you, it could be awkward. So I know I'm talking a lot about my show notes right now, but I never really thought or considered how I was going to present information to my guests on my show. It's the major reason why season one, it was just me. I didn't have any guests. I was shook. That's why Tara was my first guest at the very tail end of it. I was just nervous about inviting anyone on without knowing what to do and what information to give them. But I figured, you know, if I started this podcast without knowing what to do, I can figure everything else out. And essentially what I did, for those who, you know, want to know, I basically thought, if someone invites me on to be on their podcast, on their show, what information do I want to know from them? what information am I looking to get from them so that I feel prepared to be a guest on their show? And essentially everything that you see, if you're a guest on my show, you get to see the breakdown. It's all information that I want to know. It's the name of the episode. It's the season. It's the episode number. It's your contact information. It's the date and the time. It's the Zoom link. It's requesting information from you about, you know, things and materials that I want from you. It's the content. It's, you know, everything that I want. In my ask is there in this document. And I want to say a special shout out to all my guests who have been on my show, who have complimented me on my show notes. I worked really hard on it. And of course, with my new logo, it looks the same. It's just the new logo's on there. So I can't wait for me to have new guests on here so that you can see the new logo and you get to see exactly what it is that I'm talking about, because I don't play about my show notes. When I decided to change my logo from its original design, shout out to Brianna at planet.bee, I believe is still her Instagram name. She was the graphic designer for my first cover art for my podcast. And there came a time as, you know, when I was podcasting, I was like, okay, I want to make a change. I'm already here. I've already leapt. I've already started this podcast, but now I want to change up the look of it. I knew that I wanted to, and I still do, want to do a photo shoot to get an actual picture of me looking cute, you know, eyebrows on, edges laid, you know, nails done, everything, hair done, nail done, everything did, one of the two are right. But that's what I wanted. But I wanted to slowly change my logo to be something else. I wanted They Didn't Tell You to look differently so that I can smack it on top of a picture and I love how it looks. So then I decided to, you know, change it to something for myself. I was like, let me just play around with some things because I'm so picky. I'm a picky individual. It's the Virgo with me. Let me play around with colors. Let me play around with font. And that's where we get the second design that you all see, that's been my podcast logo for, you know, well over a year at this point. And, you know, even making that change, I was nervous about it. I was like, will people like it? Shit, would I like it? And I told myself, like, again, you've come this far, sis. So just change it. And now you can see that I still wasn't satisfied. I wasn't satisfied, y'all. And I said to myself, excuse me, all these allergies are kicking my ass. Each and every time I put myself out there to introduce or make a change, I took a chance. Everything felt risky, but I did it anyway. And my new logo that I love was created by my boy, Jean-Claude. Thank you again, bro. My thing is this. I thought making the decision to start a podcast was the biggest leap that I was really going to have to make. When I said and made that episode of Taking a Leap of Faith, I said a bunch of things in it. I should have replayed the episode for myself, but I was like, I don't want to mistakenly bring information from that episode here. I just kind of want to speak from where I'm at right now. So I think after I'm done editing this episode, I'm going to go back and check it out. But I thought that was it. I didn't think that I was going to have to. I knew I was going to have to do work, of course. But I didn't think I would have to have that feeling of I'm continuously feeling like I'm taking these leaps. I thought I was just going to do and be on like overdrive, like just continue tunnel vision. I thought things would honestly settle. But 2 years later, three seasons in, it hasn't. And I think it's because I still have new heights to reach, y'all. I still have new challenges to conquer. And so do you. So do you, friend, sis, bro. Like you have something out here that you have yet to, you know what I'm thinking? You know what I'm wondering? And I hope someone feels inclined to tell me. And especially if you're one of the day ones that's been here from the very beginning, or, you know, more so towards the beginning, even season two. But if you've heard my first episode from season one, Taking a Leap of Faith, I want to know if there was something that you said when you heard that episode that you felt like, yeah, you know what? Tiff talking that hot shit about taking a leap of faith. She made that move. You know what? I'm going to move on X, Y, and Z too. Did you move on it? Did you, I want to know, did you move on it? I want to know exactly what it is that you did. Like, I'm not saying it was inspired by me, but maybe it just sparked the thought like, you know, well, let me go ahead and get started on this. I want to know. Can you share it with me? Can you write me in the comments and let me know? Sis, I heard what you said. Yeah, here's what I did. Please. That would be really fun for me to kind of get an idea of where we all are in taking these leaps of faith for ourselves. I even think about talked about it already, but just going from changing how I introduce myself from Tiffany to now to Legally Black. I like that a lot better, right? Nervous. That was a leap of faith for me too, because I was just like, whoa, you know, people probably gonna be thinking or whatever, but I'm like, why am I worried? Still worried about stuff like that. Why don't I just leap and just go and see where I land when I take that jump? And where did I land, y'all? On my feet. Hey, y'all. I didn't mention this, but we're taking a quick little break for a word from our sponsor, They Didn't Tell You. The fall weather is in full swing. And while we've had some warm days, we're definitely experiencing some cooler to even cold nights. Don't let a cold night catch you slipping, y'all. Head over to theydidn'ttellyou.com. Grab one of our hoodies for the evening. It's giving quality, it's giving warmth, and it's giving a message. Or since the days are still giving a little heat, grab a tea while you're at it. theydidn'ttellyou.com. Don't miss out. On a more personal note, I'm getting towards the end of the episode, y'all. Two more things. One, and this is random. I didn't even write this down. As I think about how long I've been recording, because of course I've chopped this up, I've recorded in chunks like my sister told me to. It's been great. But I'm even thinking about how concise I've been. I thought in podcasting, I needed to be like 40 minutes in on an episode, 45 minutes in, an hour in. And that was too hard. I was being really hard on myself. And then honestly, in the editing process, on the back end of things, it was grueling, especially sometimes when I was recording super late at night. I was so tired recording. I was missing things. I never forget, I put an episode out where you can hear me kind of clicking out of the recording. And I'm just like, I didn't even edit that part out. I didn't even like trim it so that you couldn't hear that. I'm exhausted. So I was like, you know what? Making a change. Podcast comes out at 12 o'clock on Fridays so that sometimes if I'm too tired throughout the week to record, I'll get up early on Friday and I'll just edit it. I'll record it. I'll do what I got to do. I had to make certain changes for myself and how I podcast. And like I said, I've been getting some compliments on the changes I've been making. So thanks, you all. But what I was going to say, on a more personal note, with taking another leap of faith, there's, outside of the thing I'm doing for my business that I said I can't talk about, there's another thing I really can't talk about, but I'm going to talk about vaguely. So bear with me, y'all. But I have made a decision that was really, really hard to do. I have taken a leap and, you know, I can't wait until it's said and done so that I can really sit down here with y'all and tell y'all exactly what I'm talking about. Because you know how you hate people say, like, I want to tell you something, but I can't tell you everything. Or I can't tell you, I hate vague information, but I feel the need to say it now because sometimes I just want to put it out there that things are working in the mist for me, right? I have battled back and forth with this particular decision that I made because I felt like, and I still felt like, and I still sort of feel like, I wasn't sure what was waiting for me on the other side if I took this giant, great, humongous leap that I've never, ever, ever taken before. I never even imagined that I'd take before. And I'm doing it. And I'm sitting here, you know, as I live through it to be like, okay, we're going to see what is to come from this particular situation. And I always find like people who do this, people who really take the greatest risk, have just the most awesome and amazing testimony. And maybe that's what this 2 year celebration is about for me, is being a testimony that going back to where it all started with taking that leap, doing something that I dreamed of doing, wanted to do, and not being concerned so much of what's to come, how successful it'll be, if it will fail, just going out and doing, just closing my eyes and just moving forward. You know, I'm not saying I'm moving blindly through out here, but you get what I'm saying. I'm trying to be, and I am being as carefree as I can be about this process so that I can actually enjoy it, so that I can take moments like this to go back and reflect on how far I've come, on the leaps and bounds that I've made. And I hope that you can do the same. I want you to do the same. I want you to be retrospective. It's important. I think it's important to go back and look at the things that we've done and give ourselves a pat on the back for how hard we've worked, for the effort we put in. Maybe there are things that you've taken a leap of faith for that didn't pan out. That's okay. You still went out there and did it. Is that not something that should be celebrated? There are things that I have embarked on that I'm no longer doing. I'm still super proud of myself for doing it. Because guess what? Whenever, if ever I choose to, just like this topic, I can always revisit it. And there are some things that I will be revisiting in my life. So having spent these past 2 years bearing witness of how my podcast has grown and elevated, I'm ready for the next few years to see what's going to happen with my business, what's going to happen with, like that, like I said, this great, humongous, ginormous leap that I am taking, that I, you know, have been praying on, staying focused on, working diligently to conquer. So I guess my last thing I will say is, and I'll leave you with, is the saying of stay down until you come up. The song of the week this week is a song by an artist named Amber Mark. The song is called Competition. I have loved this song since I heard it, and it came out in early June. The song is really focused on reminding us that we are not in competition with anybody else, right? Everybody can eat. It reminds me of Eat, Don't Compete podcast. Hey, girl, with my girl Jazz. Check her podcast out. Eat, Don't Compete, EDC podcast show. That's what I'm saying. But I want to pull a few lyrics out from this song that I want you to sit with. And I hope that if you take an opportunity to press play on it from either my playlist or just go find it on your own Spotify through any means that you listen to music. But the chorus goes, this is not a competition. You are not the opposition. I just want to see you win. Period. And that's how I look at when we start taking leaps, we start thinking too of like, well, who's already doing this? Well, I don't want to do that because someone else has done it. I don't want to use that name because it's too similar to what somebody's already done. We are not in competition with anyone. There is room for everyone, right? Everyone. You are not the opposition. Ain't nobody here worried about being like, no one's worried about that with you, because I'm not. Why are you? Why are you worried about anyone opposing what you do? It's not a competition. I just want to see you win. Literally. That's why I asked the question of, who started something when I started my podcast, and who had an idea that came to mind? I want to know what it is, because I do want to see you win. I want to celebrate you. I want to you know, support you in any way that I can. Let me know how I can do that. Allow people to do that, but you got to take that leap so that there's something for me to support. There's something for other people to support. She also goes, don't put me in this position. This is not a competition. Come on, baby, let me in. When I think of don't put me in this position, I'm thinking, I want you to think of that inwardly for yourself. Don't put yourself in a position to feel like there's so much out here right now that you have to compete against, that it overwhelms you. There's so much out here that there's people out here who may oppose you or may not want to support you or may not celebrate you, that makes you feel like, okay, now I gotta be careful. Take risks. You see, I've done changed my logo 3 times. I can't be, I wasn't worried about what anyone else, you know, I worried about what people were like, yes, of course. But the main reason I changed it was because I didn't like it. No one told me they didn't like my cover art. No one said anything. Every time I changed it, people have told me they liked it. It was me. So it's a very me versus me kind of season and kind of year. Well, the remainder of the year, we got a couple months left, right? Let me see what else she says in the chorus. Want to be the greatest. Yes, I set out to be the greatest at what I do. Greatest by my standards. I think I am doing a great job. I don't think I'm the greatest just yet, but I want to be the greatest. I do. And every episode that I put out helps me get there. And I once, she also says, want someone to share it with. Oh, I feel like we can make it. Know that we can make it. I want to share my stuff with y'all. Absolutely. I don't want to do this just to hold on to it for myself and hoard it. I put myself out there because I want to share everything that I'm doing, my thoughts, my advice, anything, any skills that I want to share it. That's always who I have been in my career, in my personal life. I just like sharing information, sharing what I'm up to when the time is right. But I do feel like together, supporting one another, doing things again and again and again, constantly taking leaps of faith. If we keep doing that, like she said, we can make it. And I know that we can make it. And I know that you can make it too. So I hope this was helpful in some way, shape, or form, giving y'all kind of a background information on my podcast and how things have been for me. And I hope, like I said, I hope you found it useful to you. I hope that there was something in here that you can apply to your life, or just a new song that you heard that you feel like, okay, Tiff recommended this song. I like it. And maybe that's what you took away from this episode. That's fine. It don't have to be everything. So follow me on social media at Legally Black, the podcast at They Didn't Tell You. Shop the merch, www.theydidn'ttellyou.com. Please stay tuned for updates, because before 2022 starts, you will see the updates. You will see the changes. There will be Instagram lives about it. And I just can't wait for you to see what I got up my sleeve for y'all. So that's it. That's the caption. That's the post. That's the podcast. That's the episode. To my day ones, to my real ones, I appreciate y'all again. To people who stayed this long, if you're brand new, you stay to the very end till you hear the ending music of my podcast. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.